Fred Film Radio.
So last week we interviewed Waad Al-Khatib, director of one of the most powerful documentaries I have seen in a long time, For Sama. That film bagged the main prize at the inaugural edition of Turkey's International Migration Film Festival. And now we are going to delve deeper into the festival itself by speaking with its programming director, Hulya Sungu. Hulya, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here just a little while after the conclusion of the inaugural edition of the International Migration Film Festival in Turkey. And my first question to you is, for the listeners who are not familiar with the festival, would you be able to maybe introduce it and describe it a little bit?
Yeah, the Migration Film Festival, it is supported by General Directorate of Migration Management of Turkey. Topic and project, they are together, like Migration Film Festival of Migration, General Directorate of Migration. As a festival theme, migration is not a unique or new idea. Even in Turkey, there are a couple of other film festivals with the same title. Significance of this festival, it's magnitude. Film festival, Migration Film Festival is planned to reach out to as many people as possible. When it comes to migration, Turkey is no doubt one of the most important and experienced countries in the world. An estimated 5 million immigrants and refugees live here. And even this number is enough to keep migration constantly on Turkey's agenda, I can say.
Okay, so I was going to ask you about the importance of the festival being organized in Turkey, but I think that what you just said is pretty
okay.
Explains it a little bit. But I also wanted to mention that you had the great F. Abraham Murray as the honorary president of the festival. Just out of curiosity, when did he get involved and how did he get involved?
The festival supposed to be a traditional festival in Antep, in Gaziantep, one of the border cities of Turkey. We are programmers from Istanbul. When we invited to make program with my Directorate of Migration, they said we want some good names as an honorary president. So we started to search a really very good name, which everybody respects, like, and also with migrant parents and migration experience themselves. So we had suggestion from America, from a friend. Then they said Murray Abraham, he has Syrian ancestors and he is so sensitive about migration issue. So we thought it would be great to have him.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great representative of the festival.
Yeah. Thank you.
Obviously, the pandemic has impacted many industries, including the film industry and film festivals as well. And so I wanted to know, because I know that this edition was online, was it difficult for you guys to react to the pandemic and make sure that an online version of the festival would still go ahead?
Actually, when everywhere was closed in the middle of March, we were planning. We were like almost done the program, the competition program of the festival, because it's supposed to realize April, in the middle of April. And so at the first days, we were just shocked and we didn't know what's going to happen next. Like, we weren't thinking about like any cultural events. We were just thinking about what are we going to do with our lives. Of course, we were like closed at home. And I actually, personally, I couldn't think any cultural event will happen soon, at least back those days. But like in a couple of days, we had a Zoom meeting. We talked about the future of the festival, and somebody came with the idea of going online, and we made a little bit research like after the program, after the meeting. And we said, like, lots of festivals, they tend to go online, but with a smaller program. We said, maybe we can try to do something bigger. First, we tried to postpone it to October, but still we weren't sure about the pandemic, about the future of the festival. So we said, let's give it a try. The decision was difficult, but if you ask that now. The program itself also not easier than before, because some of the films, they didn't want to go online. Some of the titles, they withdraw from the festival. So we had to reschedule the program and recreate the program again after going digital.
Where were the films screened? How were people able to watch them?
The most popular platform for the screenings is FestivalScope right now, as far as I know. And because when we were making research about that, and we had really very long meetings with FestivalScope team as well. They were great, by the way. So FestivalScope had the role of the film theaters, physical film theaters. It was our film theater.
Yeah, yeah, and were people able to interact in some way, maybe with the directors or...
For the screenings from FestivalScope, people could rate the films they saw. It's kind of interaction, but for the real interactions, we invited all of the filmmakers of the program, from the program. And also, we did the Q&As for the films, like a traditional film festival. We had all of the guests for each of the films, each of the titles during the festival. So it was actually kind of interesting, and it felt like more people able to join the Q&As and the films.
Very good, yes. It's good.
Yeah, and also there are, this is migration issue, this is migration topic. There are some filmmakers and some celebrities, they have a special interest in the topic. They wanted to support the festival, so they sent salute videos, and we had Instagram talks with them, and some of them had master classes with migrant filmmakers here. So yeah, we experienced interaction like that with those events.
But now it's time to talk about the films, and the first question that I would ask you about that is, how was the program split up?
I don't talk about, like, to find the films about migration or refugees. It wasn't difficult at all, because I think as it's one of the most important topics, issues of our time, lots of filmmakers tend to make films about the topic. So we didn't have any difficulties to reach out to titles. So I think we saw like more than 300 films about the title, and we tried to form our program around the forced migration mostly. At the end of February, we managed to attend the Berlinale, Berlin Film Festival. So we had lots of titles from them, and we had lots of applications. And that's why we were so lucky to see lots of good films. Because we planned to make the festival, organize festival in Gaziantep, and we had only two film theaters, we had to keep it smaller, the program smaller. So we choose just 45 films for the program. But if we had more theater, more spaces, venues, we could screen more beautifully done, good films.
And these are documentary and fiction?
All, like short documentaries and feature films and feature-length documentaries, all of them, yeah.
Can you tell me about the awards of the festival and how were the winners selected?
Actually, one of the good things about going online, it made easier to reach filmmakers, because like, not everybody always available to attend physical film festival. So, and we could reach out jury members from all around the world. And jury president was Nuri Bilge Ceylan. And we had one jury member from Denmark, Lon Scherfig. And we had the actors and actresses like Danny Glover, and Shahab Husseini, and John Chan, and also Emir Hacı Hafız Begoviç. So we had great jury member for the, I'm talking about the long competition. It was very good for the films, for the titles themselves, to judged by that big, that good jury. And for the winners, they had, I don't know if you had chance to check the program, but all of the 8 films of the long competition, they are really very good titles, and it wasn't very easy for the jury to choose the best one. But as you know, Porsema won the €15,000 for the best film prize. And we had another award for, like UNICEF award for the refugee children, the films showing what they go through during their travels, forced travels, forced migration. So it was judged by 2 ambassadors from UNICEF and one other filmmaker from South Korea. And we also had another short competition called Same Boat. And we had, again, had great jury members gave Same Boat Award to the film called There. Actually, we had other awards for, like, one award for the Hopeful Films, Hopeful Script Film. And for the next year, we plan to give more awards.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that and whether about the future of the festival. I mean, what does it look like? First of all, I know that you may be hoping to have it physically this time, right?
Yeah, but as I told you before, there are some advantages of the online film festival. And one of the most important thing about going online, we able to show the films all around Turkey. We able to share the all of the events like Q&A sessions, like Instagram talks and the online exhibition. We could share it with the people all around the world. So now we plan to use advantages of the internet, of digital platform, even though if you go physical next year. Like it's going to, I think, like most probably, it's going to be integration of 2, physical and digital.
Yeah, so in other words, you're going to use the lessons that you've learned from this digital edition and include them in the future edition of the festival.
Absolutely, absolutely, that's right. And also the profile of the audience and profile of the followers changed a lot. That means maybe some young audiences, maybe they couldn't follow the like traditional festivals. Maybe they wouldn't able to follow if we did in Gaziantep. But now we have 2 profiles, like festival regulars and festival followers. And now the social media users, like I'm talking about younger people. And now I think it's something good out of bad situation.
Yeah, I think conducting these interviews so far, I've noticed that a lot of festival organizers and people from the film industry have said the same thing, that there is something positive that came out of this terrible situation.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, that was great. That was great. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.